Sergeant Hatch, on October 26th at about 11:52 a.m., JPD received a report of two males fighting in the parking lot at a business on Mall Road. The caller then reported there was a gun involved in the fight. On arrival, an officer saw a Chevy pickup parked behind the Foreign Auto building on Mall Road. There were several people standing around the truck, and an argument could be heard between the driver of the truck and the bystanders. The driver of the truck accelerated rapidly toward the bystanders. The truck then backed away. It began to drive away and then backed up toward the bystanders again, causing them to jump out of the way to avoid being struck. The driver of the truck then sped off at a high rate of speed, departing the area. Responding officers located the truck as it left Mall Road, turning onto Loop Road, and conducted a traffic stop. The officer detained the driver, identified as 41-year-old Juneau resident Zachary Mosier. Through investigation and interviews, it was determined that Mosier had reportedly entered Foreign Auto and confronted a 41-year-old worker. As the worker tried to talk with Mosier, Mosier produced a handgun and pointed at the worker and two other subjects while being verbally abusive and threatening them with the gun. Mosier put the gun away but continued to engage in a verbal confrontation with the subjects. Mosier and one of the victims went out to the parking lot where a physical struggle ensued between the two. Mosier eventually got into his pickup truck and continued to argue with the victim. Mosier used his truck in an apparent attempt to run the bystanders over. During the traffic stop, a handgun was recovered from the pickup. Mosier was placed under arrest and lodged at Lemon Creek Correctional Center on 7 counts of assault in the 3rd degree, a C felony, 3 counts of assault in the 4th degree, A misdemeanors, and 1 count of harassment, a B misdemeanor. This case is being investigated as a possible hate crime and the investigation is ongoing. All factual allegations contained in this release are based upon preliminary investigation and are subject to change or clarification as investigation continues. Any charges reported in this release are merely accusations, and all persons named in this release are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.